Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. On this second Sunday of Advent, 2.5 weeks before Christmas, how many of you have put up Christmas decorations? How many of you have put up your tree? So as we wait for Christmas, we also prepare. The Israelites waited 400 years for a prophet. A prophet is a messenger from God. A prophet is someone who sensed, heard within themselves a message that they were to proclaim or to fulfill. Moses heard, "Go and set my people free." Some prophets were reluctant. Jonah heard a word from God and went the other way. And when he was spit on the shore, he said, "I'm going. I'm going to Nineveh." He wasn't excited about going to Nineveh because of what his task was, to tell them to repent and change. 400 years they've been waiting for a prophet because the prophets helped the people of God to be the people of God through guidance, through warning, through being uplifted, encouraged. It had been 400 years. They wanted God's word. And here becomes that word through John. John in the desert begins to proclaim what God is speaking to him. The people had been waiting, and now John is proclaiming. How do you wait? How do you wait for something? How are the Israelites waiting for a prophet? We are all waiting for something, it seems. We're waiting for a package from Amazon.com that was supposed to come Friday. We're waiting for a loan. We're waiting for family to arrive for Christmas. We might especially be waiting for maybe a college student to come home for their vacation for the first time. We could be waiting for the birth of a child in our family. We could be waiting for a loved one to get well. We could be waiting for surgery. We could be waiting for an answer. How do you wait when you're waiting? It's difficult to wait if you are fearful. It is difficult to wait if you're fearful and afraid of your inner feelings of anxiety or worry or concern. It is hard to wait if you're concerned about other people and their pressures toward you. And it's hard to wait if you don't know what the future holds. And it's too hard. You want to know what's next. So you might be waiting for an answer. So for 400 years, the Israelites were waiting. And how were they waiting? How do you wait? And so John says to them a word that he hears. He says this word, repent. What does that word mean to you? To them, they knew. They knew that he was talking about a reorientation of their lives. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees try to blend in, but he sees them. You're not holier than thou. In fact, God is so able. God can make people from these stones. He can make ancestors. He can make more Israelites. And he turns, John turns and says, your waiting is over. The Messiah is coming. And the power of Jesus is a power that can judge and give you guidance, can help you sense where you need to change. So he talks about the power of God and the power of Jesus. And God is able. So in our waiting, we're invited to an active waiting, not a passive waiting. Because God is a God of hope. Now, sometimes our waiting is filled with wishing. I wish I had a better job or better health. I wish this pain would go away. I wish I was more financially secure. I wish I knew what the future held. And I wish I had that answer. In the waiting can be a wishing. And when a loved one is suffering, we want their suffering to be over. And I want to insert at this point in the sermon that one of our family members' suffering is over. And James Eakins went home to God yesterday morning. He was very aware, and he was very active in his waiting. He knew his journey. His family knew the journey. And together, they were in a moment in a God of hope. And yet, in moments of pain, we might not feel a comfort, but deeper than all our pain is the three words that John spoke. God is able. God gives us the strength beyond our wishing. Wishing can limit the future. Hope is trusting that something will be fulfilled. Something beyond our expectations. And James crossed over into eternal life, beyond our expectations, beyond our understanding. And James crossed over in Advent. All of us, these people waiting for Christmas. And Christmas, each year, is a celebration of what already is. Jesus already is. The Messiah has already come. And this Jesus of the promise of John the Baptist is the one who gives us new life. So every Advent is an invitation for a renewal of what it means to be in this season that journeys toward a moment that celebrates that Jesus, that God became one of us, and in becoming one of us, knows everything that we are feeling and thinking and dealing with, and draws us beyond wishing into hope. So how shall you wait this Advent, 2.5 weeks from Christmas, with the Jesus who already is and wants to be even more than you expected? In this Advent, wait in active hope. Be the way of hope for others, and not in the way. We can be in the way. We can be downers and not uplifters. So be active in your waiting. Be aware of how you are waiting. Be alert to the voice of God, the presence of God that is now and always. Because all of us have the potential to be that new prophet, that person that hears and steps out in faith and makes a difference for others. Maybe not a prophet on a big stage, but a prophet in your family, because you are a new creation who's become a person of hope, beyond wishing, in an active waiting, available to the Jesus who is, now, and always. And you can do this because God is able. May you be available. Amen.